This is a show about people, music, and stories that can help us heal, love, and uplift others. This is Waking Up in America, and I am your host, Tatiana Taichi Cameron. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Waking Up in America, the podcast series. I'm really excited to try this new format and bring this to you from my little studio, home studio here in Franklin, Tennessee. You know, this format allows me to do this without a big team, so I can share more music and stories with you more often. You know, I feel really grateful and just honored that I get to hear so many of your stories, whether through emails or talking to people after my performances, or just meeting strangers as I tour America. I believe that through sharing our stories, we learn so much, not just about the person who's telling the story, but also about ourselves. We expand our worldviews. We often were moved outside of our usual thought patterns, and we learn something new. We gain a new insight. And often it's about how we're all connected, a lot more alike than unalike, as the poet Maya Angelou said. So, if you have a story you'd like to share, please email us at story@wakingupinamerica.net. And it might end up right here on Waking Up in America, the podcast.
This is Waking Up in America.
So here is today's story for you. Last Sunday, I drove down a remote Kentucky road. I passed a woman in a long gray coat, leaning on her cane and waving at me. She stood next to her truck. I sped by her, just like the car before me did. Then I took a second look in my rearview mirror. The hood of her truck was up. I couldn't help her even if I stopped, a thought flashed through my mind. I don't know anything about cars, and I'm incredibly out of my element here, where I don't know people, and my phone barely gets any signal. But I had just spent a weekend with some amazing women, and we talked about, among other things, our need to transcend fear, get out of our comfort zone, become stronger, and take care of all of our brothers and sisters, not just the ones we agree and feel comfortable with. I also had two meetings scheduled that coming week with organizations that take care of suffering, struggling, and broken women. I hit the brakes and put my car into reverse. Don't know anything about cars, and I'm not from here, but I can at least stay with you until someone more competent shows up, I told her as I backed up to her and rolled down my window. Thank you, she said, and after she told me what had happened, she smiled. I like your hair. And I like yours, I replied. Mine was all pink and purple, and she had pink highlights in hers. For a while, I stood next to her, and between waving at cars, I texted my friend with whom I had just spent the weekend. She sent me a phone number of a local mechanic who answered the phone only to say he didn't work on Sundays. It was cold. The woman's back was hurting, and she was really upset. Several cars passed by with not one stopping. Well, maybe I wouldn't have stopped either, I thought, for two women with pink hair standing on the side of a road in Kentucky. I used to judge women by their appearance, too. She told me she had just moved to Kentucky from up north to be closer to family. But her situation was hard and complicated. She was staying at someone's house in the sticks. She was a beautiful woman who went through a lot. After our failed attempt to have someone more resourceful come to rescue, we decided I was going to take her back to the house. I sent a prayer out for someone to pass by so we could take her up together, because I just felt a little bit too vulnerable to go alone. I trusted her, but I didn't know the area well enough to know what we could get into. As we moved her stuff, that included a guitar and two cute little puppies into my van, another woman who had been at the same gathering I was returning from drove by with her husband. She recognized me and stopped. The four of us drove my pink-haired friend back to the house. As I navigated the small dirt road with my suburban mom minivan, I listened to her tell me about her music, singing, and how much she loved Scotland. Before we left her in a small, dark house, the couple that came with us gave her some money, and I gave her my card to stay in touch. I sensed her hurt. She shared her pain briefly with me, but also her faith. Maybe someone that I had interviewed on Waking Up in America would turn out to be a resource for her. I was grateful I had stopped. I drove back to Nashville in silence. I felt sad. I turned on the news, and I prayed that we could see the humanity, God's creation in each other, before we look for our differences. I prayed that none of us would ever deny help and mercy to another human being just because they didn't fit the right description. There were bumper stickers on that woman's truck that clearly defined her side. It crossed my mind that that might turn up to be an additional reason for people not wanting to help her. What a horrible thought. I felt uncomfortable even thinking it. The next morning, I woke up at my beautiful house. Sad, uneasy, with this unrest inside. How did we end up here? How did we create such mess in which some people have all the opportunities and some have none? Some can get help and some are left on the side of the road. I felt agitated, irritated, angry. I needed to let out my thoughts. And in looking for ways to express myself, I wrote a poem. One day we were friends, neighbors, even spouses, and the next we were supposed to hate each other. The blanket of communism lifted and revealed our differences, our political and religious beliefs. And instead of loving each other more, because that's what all of our gods want, we were told how we should be afraid and fight. We were told why each of us was more right. It worked. Weapons were picked up and war started. Who really gained what? Who won and who lost? There can't be them and us in suffering if you tell me we're all one body of Christ present or crucified. But some would say, it doesn't apply. Clearly some are serving the other side. I was called a traitor when I said out loud that I believe we're all created from the same love when I refuse to hate or judge or take sides. The only other side I recognize is greed, maddening race for power, and fear. This other side lives within. Without us, it doesn't exist. So you see, the other is both them and us. We have to keep it in check, recognize when it's being fed and it's creeping out, and know if you and I are serving it or not. In the land of brave and free, I now watch friends and neighbors and spouses disagree, agitated to the point of familiar divide, in which it's harder and harder to see who really benefits and who will really win. You know, writing helped me to express my thoughts and actually move all that I was feeling, move it out, let it flow, and then make the room for love and grace to settle back into my heart. A few days later, the woman from Kentucky called me. She was all right. She said that there was hope and there was a plan, what she was going to do, and she was going to be all right. She's an incredibly strong woman, I thought. And there are people who have helped her and who will still help her. And then she read to me a poem that she had written. It was about not focusing on life's storms, but focusing on the captain of our ship, God, who will always find a way to get us out of them. This has been Waking Up in America podcast. Please leave us a comment at wakingupinamerica.net or send us your story via email story@wakingupinamerica.net. Thank you so much for listening. This is your host, Tatiana Taichi Cameron, hoping to inspire you to heal, love, and always uplift others.